When it rains, where does the rain go? It's not a philosophical question. In a city like Charlotte, the answer is usually a maze of gutters and underground pipes that carries the water into streams. But the budget to repair and expand that system can't keep pace. So more and more, the answer to the question is nowhere. The water pools on roads, floods homes, or causes sinkholes. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
It's one of those almost entirely unseen but critically important parts of a city. Roads slant toward drains, which empty into underground pipes, which carry rain for miles to nearby streams. Also, our streets don't fill up like a cup. Maintaining that system is a big enterprise. In Dilworth, a construction site spans both sides of Moorhead Street. In a parking lot a block north of the road, excavators and crews with shovels repack earth. They've just installed segments of cement pipe 10 feet wide. On the other side...
This is a really big hole that you guys have dug here.
It's a very large hole. It's probably one of the largest tunnel shafts that's ever been done in the Charlotte area.
That's project manager Freddie Young of Sanders Utility Construction. The hole looks like a 30-foot wide wine barrel. Wood slats and metal bands support the walls. A pump sucks out a pool of storm water at the bottom, where a small machine tunnels about 4 feet a day. Without closing the major road, they're installing new, larger pipes underneath it. The area needs it, Young says.
As the area gets more and more urbanized and more paved and so forth, there's more surface water runoff. So the more runoff you get, the bigger the pipes that you need to have to handle that stormwater runoff.
It took nearly 15 years to get this project underway. Projected cost, up to $16 million. This is the city's largest stormwater project. But it has a growing list of repairs and upgrades with costs ranging from thousands to millions each. And it can't keep up, Stormwater Services spokeswoman Alyssa Dodd says.
The problems we're seeing out there with our storm drainage infrastructure, like flooding problems, failures of pipes and other structures, it's outpacing our available resources at the moment.
Right now, the city's 85 highest priority projects, often roadway flooding, average a one-year wait time. Projects lower on the list can lag 5 years or longer. The largest projects, like in Dilworth, can wait 15 years. And the backlog will only increase as Charlotte grows and decades-old pipes age. City Manager Ron Carley warned City Council last month.
We are nowhere close to fulfilling the number of requests that we have. In fact, in one category, we virtually have little hope of fulfilling those requests.
The program has an annual budget of about $60 million a year. The city projects to keep up with requests would require more than doubling that, adding nearly $1 billion over the next dozen years. That doesn't seem palatable either, says Councilman Greg Phipps. Phipps chairs the city's budget committee and says they'll need to find a balance this year.
What we're trying to figure out is what would it take for us to come up with enough funds to be able to staff those things, get a better timetable than 9 years out, because that's not acceptable to anyone. Then it's also not acceptable what it would take to alleviate that backlog, what it would cost.
Funding comes mostly from landowners who pay a fee depending on the amount of impervious surface on their land, pavement, rooftops, things that don't absorb water but instead shunt it into the stormwater system. The city program fixes problems either caused by or on city land, so not a private yard flooding unless it's caused by a busted city pipe. A compromise could include raising fees, but also cutting service, no longer stopping in-stream erosion or that yard flooding, for instance. But that carries risks, too. Unaddressed smaller problems can get costlier down the road. And back at the Dilworth construction site, project manager Freddie Young muses, these kinds of public works projects aren't glamorous, but they're fundamental to our lives.
People ride around every day on their infrastructure and don't realize what they have and what's needed to keep it smooth and happy and running for them. And that's what keeps their world safe for them and keeps their houses dry and makes it where they can turn their water on and flush their commodes and have the civilized life that we have.
Over the next few months, City Council and staff will discuss how to sustain this particular aspect of our civilized lives. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.